Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are talking plastic, or more accurately, a supramolecular combination of two ionic monomers forming a salt bond. Don't worry, I don't actually know what that means, and I won't try to explain the science behind it. But we have talked about plastic on the Good News Podcast for years and years. Looking back in the archive, I know that we've talked about new kinds of plastic and ways to take care of plastic pollution since all the way back in 2018. And the truth of the matter is that the vast, vast majority of plastic doesn't get recycled. There's no great way to handle all of this plastic waste, and a lot of it ends up in the oceans. So going back to my science speak from a little bit earlier, if one were to have a plastic-like material made of two ionic monomers with a salt bond, you might just have a plastic that dissolves in seawater, not over tens of thousands of years, but in hours. And that has the potential to be extremely good news. This new material comes from Japan and a group of researchers near Tokyo. The project lead, Takuzo Aida, points out that this new material is as strong as normal plastic that we are used to, but it will break down into its original basic parts as soon as it comes into contact with salt, like a salty ocean. Those materials are then small enough and natural enough to be eaten by just normal bacteria. And if there is salt in soil where this new material ends up, the plastic also disappears in about 200 hours. I'm not always sold on new materials being a cure-all solution, but I have to say, I read about this in a Reuters article, and they include a video of the actual material in use, moving around, and then dissolving in salt water. And it seems like this is the real deal. This product is still pretty early in development, but the team has already gotten some major interest, particularly from companies working in the packaging sector, which makes a ton of sense. If you're listening to this on the day of release or the day after release, it is right around World Environment Day, which happens on June 5th. The theme for this year is Beat Plastic Pollution, and it seems like this new material could help make that World Environment Day theme into a good news reality. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.